News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on Israel to stop the escalation of tanks into Rafah, saying a full invasion would become a humanitarian nightmare. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky Middle East news correspondent, joins us now. Good morning to you, Alistair. You and I were talking about this yesterday morning, and you were saying that potentially what was happening was day one of an invasion into Rafah, the incursion by the Israelis. Can you bring us up to speed to where we're at now?
Well, militarily, the operation in Rafah hasn't moved much in the last 24 hours since we last spoke. And in terms of diplomacy, we do now understand that there is an Israeli negotiating team in Cairo, albeit a very low-level one. And things, predictably, have also gone pretty quiet on that front as the various sides try and negotiate the differences between them. But the military operation in Rafah, the Israeli military is still there. They're at the Rafah crossing. But crucially, geographically, the Rafah crossing is not in Rafah city itself. And so whilst this is a ground operation, a land operation into Rafah, the Rafah area, it is not yet the big ground invasion that the Israelis have threatened. Now, that's not to say that won't happen. If ceasefire talks break down, then I think we would move possibly to that stage. But at the moment, it is a limited operation, which is just about satisfying the Americans and others.
Okay. And, you know, in terms of what is going on politically, is this some kind of, is this the attempt to clear out the last four battalions of Hamas, or what Israel are saying? Is this brinksmanship in terms of negotiation? Or are I read yourselves and other people discussing the potential that this is Netanyahu desperately trying to hold on to power and remain in office for his own reasons, stringing it all out?
Yeah, so this is not clearing out the last remaining Hamas battalions. If they want to do that, they will have to go into Rafah city itself, and that would be a prolonged and much, much bigger operation. And that is where they would cross Biden's red line and face whatever consequences the White House is prepared to take. What this is, you know, as I said, it's a limited incursion into the Rafah area, which allows Netanyahu to say to a domestic audience, you know, look, we're sending our troops into Rafah as we said we would. It just about will satisfy the right wing in his party, who are clamoring for a major invasion in Rafah, but also it puts military pressure as negotiation talks continue.
So this is the line he's walking. Interesting stuff coming out about the US having paused shipments of bombs last week to Israel. Behind the scenes, the Israeli, the US relations, where are they at?
They're not good. They haven't been good for some time. The Americans have been trying to work with the Israelis. We've seen the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, over here, what, 7 or 8 times in the last 7 months. The director of the CIA, Bill Burns, is due back here today for his second visit in, I think, about 48, 72 hours. So there's a very close relationship, as historically has always been the case. But it is not a very good relationship right now. And the Americans, quite frankly, don't feel that the Israelis are listening to them. And I think the Americans are pretty fed up that the Israelis seem to be doing the opposite of what they ask. And that is why this weapon shipments has been held up. It's the White House finally saying, you know, if you're not going to listen to us when we talk to you behind the scenes, this is what we're going to do.
Very lastly, Alistair, in terms of aid and Gaza being cut off and Rafah being cut off, do you have any update on the humanitarian situation? And is any aid getting through currently?
Yeah, actually, I do have an update. Firstly, yesterday, the Erez crossing in the north, which has only just opened, that was open yesterday in a limited way. But the other two crossings, Rafah and Kerem Shalom, were closed. So only about 60 or 70 trucks got in yesterday, which is far too little. And literally, a minute or two before you came to me, I did have an update that the Kerem Shalom crossing is now reopening today. So that's the major crossing between Israel and Egypt. It has been under attack, Israel and Gaza, sorry. It has been under attack in recent days from Hamas rockets, but the Israelis saying that they will reopen it today.
Okay, look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle there, Sky's Middle East news correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.